You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. A night of dinner, live music, and dancing will raise funds for Vera House in December as they continue to support people with services who are going through domestic violence. This year will mark the 26th annual New Beginnings Gala. The organization supports victims of domestic violence and others. Executive Director Randy Bregman says the event used to be known as Home for the Holidays.
And we thought that the idea of New Beginnings is really a lot of what the work at Vera House is, whether someone seeks shelter, needs our advocacy support, or comes into our counseling program. We view it as our privilege and opportunity to stand alongside with people and help them as they find a path to new beginnings.
Bregman adds that Vera House also provides services through its advocacy program to others who don't require shelter. She says they are people dealing with domestic violence, sexual assault, or elder abuse.
And so our advocates can accompany them to court, can help them get an order of protection, can work with them with law enforcement, with civil attorneys, whatever systems that they're trying to pass through, and also we provide emotional support.
Unfortunately, she adds that people don't always seek out the services they need during this time of year.
And because people are often trying to keep it together for their family to make it through the holidays, but for many people, the holidays are a very painful and difficult time because while many in the community are celebrating all that they have to be grateful for, many of those we serve are reminded of all the loss and suffering that they've had along the way.
Bregman wants people to know they serve women, men, accompanied children, and gender-neutral individuals. The New Beginnings Gala will be held at the On Center on Saturday, December 2nd. The deadline to RSVP for the event is Monday, November 27th. For more, go to verahouse.org and click on the Calendar of Events section. For more on this and other local news, go to WAER.org.